Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Lift 12 lesson on building driven pans with crunchy sampler texture for old school jungle and early DNB vibes, and we're doing it with an arrangement first mindset. The goal here is not a clean cinematic bed. In this era, pads feel like they've been pushed through a sampler, a cheap desk, maybe bounced a few times, and they're slightly unstable. They glue to breaks and bass because they're not pristine. They're committed. By the end, you'll have a two-layer pad system. One layer that's the musical body, one layer that's the gritty mid-range crunch. Then we'll put both through a pad bus with macros for filter, drive, crunch mix, width, and pump. And most importantly, we'll arrange it like jungle, intro haze, breakdown lift, and then a drop where the pads tuck under the drums instead of stealing the show. Before we touch sound design, set context, because jungle decisions depend on drums. Set your project tempo somewhere between 160 and 172. I'm going to think in 168 BPM. Load a breakbeat loop, even a placeholder amen or think style break is fine. And throw in a basic bass, a sub that holds the low end, and a mid-res layer if that's your vibe. You're not mixing perfectly right now, but you need the competition in the session so you don't design a pad that wins solo and loses in the track. Now write a progression that's jungle friendly. Think minor, suspended, modal. 4 to 8 bars, simple, emotive, not jazzy busy. A classic example is F minor 9 to D flat major 7 to E flat sus 4 back to F minor 9. Keep your voicings in the mid-high range, around C3 to C5, and leave the sub completely open. Teacher tip: if your left hand is hanging out below C3 for the pad, you're already making your mix harder than it needs to be. For the instrument, keep it stock, wave-eatable, drift, or analog. Drift is amazing here because instability is the point. If you want a quick wave-eatable starting patch, saw wave, a little unison, detune around 15 to 25%, and blend in a sine or triangle quietly underneath so the pad has glue. Low-pass filter around, say, 3 to 6K, with just a touch of drive, amp envelope, a short but not plucky attack, like 20 to 60 milliseconds, and a long release, 1.5 to 4 seconds depending on the space in your break. Alright, layer A, this is your body. Create a MIDI track and name it PADA, body. Put your instrument on it, and then build a chain that's warm, wide, and controlled. First, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 220 Hz. If the bass is busy, go higher and go steeper. Then listen for the classic jungle mud zone around 250 to 450. If the break suddenly feels like it lost definition when the pad comes in, you're probably clouding that area, so dip a couple dB. And if you hear hissy top that's fighting hats, do a gentle shelf down above 10 to 12K. Next, chorus ensemble. Not glossy EDM wide, just gentle motion. Chorus mode, a slow rate like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount around 15 to 30%. Width can be 120 to 160% for now, because we're going to control width later in the arrangement. Then hybrid reverb, hall or plate, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't smear the transient edge of the pad. Decay 2 to 5 seconds. High pass inside the reverb around 250 to 500 so you don't create low-end fog. Mix 10 to 25%. The rule is, you should feel space, but your break should still sound like the main character. Pause and check. Mute the crunch idea in your head for a second. PAD should already sound musical and stable. If the pad sounds like the whole song when the drums are muted, that's fine. But when the drums are on, the pad should feel like tape background, not the lead. That's your first mindset shift. Now layer B. Duplicate the MIDI clip onto a new track and name it PADB. Crunch. This layer is going to be mid-focused, degraded, and resampled. And here's the big concept. We're not just distorting, we're shaping what hits the distortion. Then degrading, then printing it so it behaves like a sample. Start with pre-crunch shaping. Put EQ 8 first. High pass higher than the body layer around 180 to 300 Hz. We want zero crunch energy in the subs. Optional, a little push around 1.5 to 3K to excite the grit. Keep it small. You're setting up harmonics, not boosting volume. Then add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. And now, level match. This is critical. Distortion always sounds better because it gets louder. So pull the output down until bypassing the saturator doesn't change the level much. You're listening for texture and density, not more. Now roar in Lev 12. This is your character stage. Start with tape or distort. Keep drive low to medium. You want hair and chew, not full fuzz. If it gets fizzy, tilt the tone darker and add subtle modulation. a slow movement on drive or the filter is perfect. Teacher note, the best jungle texture often comes from movement you don't consciously notice. If the pad is wobbling like a special effect, you went too far. Next, sampler style degradation. You got options, and you can combine them lightly, but don't stack heavy processes just because you can. Redux is the classic. Set bit depth around 10 to 12, sample rate around 12 to 18k. Turn soft on for smoother edges, then blend it, 20 to 50% wet. Again, level match. If you want extra digital sand, use erosion. Wide noise or sign mode, frequency around 2 to 6k, amount really low, like 0.2 to 1.5, and keep it quiet. This should feel like converter grime, not a bright layer. Or use drum bus for pad bite. Dry 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%, damp it so it stays dark, and usually pull transients down or keep them low because pads shouldn't poke like drums. Now the move that makes it feel real, resampling. This is the old school bounce. Create a new audio track called PAD Resample. Set its input to resampling or directly from PADB. Arm it. Record 8 bars of the crunchy pad while your drums and bass are playing. This matters, because you'll instinctively print a version that feels right in context, not a solo flex tone. Now take that recorded audio and drag it into Simpler on a new MIDI track. In Simpler, use classic mode. Turn warp off, because we want that sampler behavior and that slightly more rigid playback. Turn snap on. Add a tiny fade in and out to avoid clicks. If it's still too bright, use Simpler's filter, LP12, and bring the cutoff down somewhere around 6 to 10k depending on how crispy the breaks are. Optional but very period correct. Add a tiny pitch envelope, amount 1 to 5, short decay. It gives a subtle thwip on the front, like a sampled chord being triggered, not a synth holding forever. At this point, you can play the resampled pad like a sustained bed, or you can retrigger it like a stab. And that's the point, you've turned a synth idea into an arranged sample asset. Quick coaching moment. Once you get a crunchy print you like, stop tweaking the chain for half an hour. Print decisions early, then arrange. That's where the sample Dira vibe comes from. Cuts, fades, retriggers, reversing bits, and deliberate gaps, not endless device surfing. Now let's combine layers and build the pad drive control system. Group your pad tracks into a group called Pads Bus. Inside it, you have PADA, body and pad B, crunch and optionally your simpler resample track if that's your main crunch source. On the Pads Bus, add auto filter first for sweeps. LP12 or LP24. If you want an Akai or Emu flavor, go LP24. Add a little drive, keep resonance low, and then play saturator after the filter, not before. Filter is tone stage, saturation is output stage. That order is a big part of the sampler mixer illusion. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 10 ms, release auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to hold the pad layers together like they're one printed thing. Then utility for width control, because width is arrangement, not a fixed choice, and a limiter at the end is safety, lightly, just catching nonsense. Now map your key controls to macros. You can do this with an audio effect rack on the bus, or just commit to automation lanes, but macros are great for performance style arrangement. Macro 1. Filter open. Map it to auto filter cutoff so intros can be closed and drops can open without needing a new sound. Macro 2. Drive. Map it to roar drive and saturator drive, but keep the ranges small. You want usable travel, not zero to destroyed. Macro 3. Crunch mix. Easiest is map redux dry wet, or simply map PADB track volume. This is your how sampled is it control. Macro 4. Width. Map utility width. Think around 130 to 160% for intro and breakdown, and then 70 to 100% for the drop so the snare owns the center. Macro 5. Pump. And this is essential in jungle. Pads breathe around the break. For pump, method is sidechain compression. Put a regular compressor on the pads bus, not glue. Turn sidechain on. Key input from your kick and snare group. And honestly, try snare only sometimes because jungle is snare led. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 15 ms so the pad doesn't get chopped instantly. Release 80 to 180 ms and tune it to the groove. Set threshold, so you get about 2 to 6 dB of reduction on snare hits. The test is simple. When the snare lands, the pad should audibly step back. If it doesn't, you'll fight the break forever. Method B is more obvious and old school. Auto pan is tremolo. Amount 20 to 45%, rates synced at quarter or eighth. phase at zero, so it's volume modulation, not stereo spinning. Then map that amount to your pump macro. This gives you that rhythmic breathing without even touching a compressor. Now we'd arrange. This is where the advanced part actually shows up, because the sound is only half the vibe. The other half is when you choose to let it exist. Here is a practical 64-bar blueprint. Bars 1 to 16. Intro haze. Use mostly PADA. Keep crunch low. Filter open starts low and slowly opens over 16 bars. Keep width wide, 130 to 160. Drums can be minimal here. You're painting atmosphere, not dropping the whole break. Bars 17 to 32. Build tension. Slowly bring in PADB crunch, or blend in your resampled simpler pad. Reduce width slightly to prepare drop focus. Do short reverb throws. Automate the hybrid reverb mix-up just for the last half bar or last beat of a phrase, then snap it back. In the last two bars, do the classic suck. Filter down quickly right before the drop. Contrast automation, not constant motion. Make the changes obvious at the structural points. Bars 33 to 48, drop. Pads support, not dominate. First, do a key jungle move. Mute pads for the first 1 to 2 bars of the drop. Let the break and bass hit you in the face, then bring the pad back in. When it returns, keep it lower in level, keep width narrower, like 70 to 100%, and increase pumps so it breathes under the snare. Make sure your crunch stays mid and dark. If it turns fizzy, low pass after the crunch around 7 to 10K. DNB needs headroom, and fizzy pads eat it fast.